And we're back here, folks. WWGH Radio broadcasting in 2020. This is what you call the anticlimactic hour. The first hours were very climactic as we were heading into 2020. It's New Year's Day 2020. Now New Year's Eve has come to an end. And it's a great, great time to be here on the air. WWGH Radio's first broadcast of 2020. New decade, new year, everything. Scott Spears, along with Terry Tackett, or as should have been said, Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs, and this is 2020. It is now.
Yes. And during the break, I actually found out the ingredients of a mimosa.
Oh, did you? Go ahead.
Which is what I found.
Wait, by the way, if anybody wants to tell us what's going on out there in the world now, give us a call, since we are in 2020, be the first caller of 2020, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Go ahead. Now, go ahead, tell us about the mimosa.
It is 2 ounces of champagne and 2 ounces of orange juice.
2 ounces of champagne and 2 ounces of orange juice.
That makes a mimosa.
So do you think there's a lot of mimosas going down right now?
Oh, I'm sure
down
there's,
the hat.
Yeah. Well, because they said that that's one of the official drinks of New Year's, so I'm sure.
Now, who are you going to cut out of your life in 2020? Let's get down to brass tacks now. We're in the new year.
I got one person already.
Who to the do tell? Let's hit it.
My host. No, I'm just kidding.
Your who?
My host.
You can't cut me out.
I'm just saying.
I'm running the board here.
I know. I don't know. I don't have anybody.
There's nobody who you want to cut out?
No.
Oh, I got a whole list.
You got a whole list.
Well,
I got a few, but probably none worthy of saying on the radio.
But they're gone now.
They're going to be gone, yeah.
They're gone.
Yep.
So long.
See you, next decade, you think, or
no? No,
forever,
no.
Right?
Forever.
Forever. Yeah.
See, I believe in cutting people out of your life totally.
Okay.
And I made
no chance of them ever coming back.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
And I made some New Year's resolutions last hour.
Okay.
Of people who I'm going to get rid of. And they're gone now.
You're taking out the trash.
Took out the trash.
I've had enough. It's time to clean it up.
I just won't respond when they send me messages. I won't answer the phone.
Oh,
I will no longer deal with those people because it's a start anew.
Absolutely. Start a new decade, a new year, whatever you want to.
I see things more clearly now. I see in 2020.
You have 2020 vision.
I have 2020 vision all of
That's
a sudden.
That's right, yeah.
And I don't need any. It's time to change. Time to go. Time to be. Time to do. You know what? I have a top 10 list somewhere. You want to do a top 10 list in the new year?
Let's go, yeah.
All right, we got to get it out here. We got to open up the drawers. Hold on.
Crinkle the paper. There you go.
Crinkle the paper up. All right. Let's see if I can get a top 10 list here.
All right.
What else we got to lose?
He's looking for his top 10 list here.
Top 10. Oh, this is good. This is just for the new year.
Okay.
From the home office in LaRue, Ohio.
LaRue, okay.
LaRue, or as the kin folks say over there, LaRue.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 signs no one likes you.
Oh,
see what
okay.
I mean?
All right.
Well, see?
I'm sure there's probably 3 or 4.
Okay, now you got to give us a drum roll on each of these. Number 10. Top 10 signs nobody likes you.
Yeah.
Not a rim shot.
Oh.
Just give me a drum roll. Top 10 signs nobody likes you. Number 10. Every time someone gives you their phone number, it begins 555.
There you go. Yeah. Yes. That's a.
All right. Number nine. No echo when you yell from the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No echo.
You know you're being disliked if you.
Again, top 10 signs nobody likes you. Mm. Number 8. Every New Year's Eve party you go to breaks up around 10:30.
Oh, jeez.
That happened to a few people tonight.
Yeah.
That top 10 signs nobody likes you.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
sorry to hear that.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Number 7. When playing touch football, you always seem to be going long.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
We couldn't have told that in 2019.
No,
we saved that. We saved the A material for 2020. Top 10 signs nobody likes you. Number 6.
National Council of Churches agrees that God listens to all prayers except yours.
Ooh,
oh, okay. Darn.
Wow.
Darn. That's a little harsh.
That is. That's
I didn't
harsh.
Write this material.
Yeah.
I, just say, I did not write this material.
You're just reading it.
Don't
yeah.
blame this
yeah,
on
that's
me.
Right. You're just reading it.
Save your letters. Save your cards. I don't want to hear from you.
Oh, see, we got a call.
Didn't want to hear the rest of this. Here we go. Happy New Year.
Why, Happy New Year, Scott. This is Linda.
Linda, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, how, you're still awake, Linda?
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't know this was going on.
Oh.
Oh, have you been listening?
No, I've seen it on Facebook.
Oh.
So be up, and I'm like, what? I was just there today.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, I thought we'd have brought you to the big
yeah,
show
we
here
did,
tonight.
Yeah, we didn't know what your schedule was. Or
I didn't make any plans.
So what are your signs for 2020, Linda? We're in a new decade now. We're in a new year. What do you see for 2020?
Woo! That's a big question. Vision. 2020 is about vision. And I pray that the Lord help me straighten out my vision, especially if it needs to be straightened out, and that I will be more attentive to the Word of God, letting Him lead me and guide me and show me His way. Because, you know, a lot of times when you try to go your own way, you run into a lot of obstacles. So, I do intend to get a little deeper in the Word this year and enjoy my life.
And, of course, you are right in the smack dab middle of the fifth year, almost 6 years, of Voice of a People here on WWGH Radio.
Absolutely.
Still having fun. Now, I know you had Jeff Porter on this week. Now,
yes.
Is 2020 the end of the world?
Not quite.
The doomsday prophecy?
Not quite.
I grabbed a hold of the microphone tonight. I thought, well, this might be
yeah,
it.
That's
Jeff
right.
might be right.
I thought I drank my last pop today.
Oh, my gosh.
Has Jeff ever told us when the last days are?
He has no idea.
Mm. Oh. So
he's like everybody else.
I think we've got another, 90, 100 years left in us?
Could be. Maybe 1,000. We don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Linda, what is your fondest New Year's memory? Do you have a New Year's from years past that sticks out in your mind?
I had a New Year's party. I think it was in 2000. I had walking pneumonia.
Oh.
And I insisted on having this party anyway. At least my sister did. And it was one of the fun, really fun times. My brothers came over with their shotguns. I was just talking about this party just not too long ago. And they shot their guns in the backyard, you know, when it was midnight and it was a nice little party, even though a fight broke out, but still.
Well, you're bound to have that.
Yeah.
You're bound to have
yeah.
that. Now, Linda, what does New Year's mean to you as a whole? New
I've
start?
I've always looked at it as being a new beginning.
Yes, I think so, too. New, fresh start.
Yeah, it gives you an opportunity to get right what you got wrong the year before.
Absolutely.
You know.
Is it a good time, you think, for people to propose? Or?
Yeah, a lot of that happens, too.
You know, I've heard if you propose on New Year's, you get divorced on Valentine's Day.
Oh, jeez.
I've heard. You know, it's you.
Well,
you,
the jewelers get both, you know, they get double the.
You propose on New Year's, and immediately the divorce lawyers are at your
right,
door.
That's right.
Whoa.
I know, it's rough, isn't it, Linda? It's a rough
yeah,
world we live
rough,
in.
Isn't it?
It's rough. That's the real doomsday, when those wedding bells start ringing. Doomsday.
Yeah, I think I've had about 5 of those.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Linda, do you have a special message for all the listening audience out there in this first broadcast of 2020?
I just want to say, keep hope alive, no matter what it looks like, the world outside, and no matter what it sounds like, be optimistic, and always look for the best in everything. And there's always a lesson to learn, but let truth be truth and not be, you know, looking for negative and stay away from negative people.
Absolutely.
Because if they can bring you down, then you're down and they're not there to help lift you up. So I just want people to have hope and know that there's always a brighter day coming.
Words of wisdom. Linda, you know we love you. Happy New Year, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Linda.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye.
The great Linda Sims, Voice of the People, Monday and Tuesday here on the station, 4 to 5 p.m. And again, we are a family here at this
Absolutely.
Station, and it's so great to hear from the family tonight. Now that we're in 2020.
Well,
Linda Sims.
I was going to say, I was going to say something to her. I didn't think she'd be up this late.
Well, Linda's a party person.
I guess, man. I guess.
740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, we're on the air for about 35 more minutes here. First broadcast of 2020. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, where was I in my list?
You were number six.
Number six.
Yep.
Top 10 signs no one likes you.
Top 10 signs no one likes you. Okay.
Number five, your parents introduce you as an acquaintance.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's sharp.
That's pretty
sharp tongue.
Yeah.
Number four, you missed easy grounder to lose sixth game of the 1986 World Series.
Oh, man.
And we all know who that was.
Yes.
Poor man.
Yes.
Poor
yes.
man. And nobody liked him.
Yeah.
Nobody liked him.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
The poor man, I think he got death threats and everything, man. The poor guy.
Poor guy.
Ugh.
Top 10 signs no one likes you. All right, here we go. MCI operator laughs hysterically when you ask about the friends and family plan.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. That's a good one.
Oh man.
You know nobody likes you if that's the case.
A material.
Ooh.
All right. Number two. Uh-huh. Top 10 signs nobody likes you.
Number two.
Number two. Three words. Soup for one.
Soup for one.
Boy, that's a material.
Yeah.
That is a material right there.
Yeah.
Now, we've got to get the big drum roll going here. And the number one sign that nobody likes you, your name is Terry Tackett.
Oh, man.
What a surprise.
That is
ending.
Wow. That is a huge sign that nobody likes you.
That is a what a twist ending
right,
there.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Wow.
You didn't expect that.
I didn't expect that.
Was the top 10 signs.
Top 10
nobody
signs
likes
nobody
you.
Nobody likes you.
We like to give.
That's right.
Comedy is crucial.
That's hey man.
We'll,
you do what you got to do.
We'll put that one.
Get the joke over you.
We'll put that one in the A folder. The A material folder.
Way to start 2020 off with a bang.
Now I got a big surprise for you.
Okay.
Okay. Now just sit back. I'm going to need silence for this one. Are you ready?
Yep.
This was sent to me. Now get ready. People at home, brace yourself.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Downs.
And I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 2020.
See, now that was worthwhile. We've waited for that for a long time.
Absolutely. We waited a decade for that.
We waited a decade. We waited 2,020 years.
Yeah. For Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters to remind us that it's 2020.
And they have done it now.
And they've done it.
They've
so
done it.
So 2020 is official now.
It's officially 2020 now.
That's right.
For heaven's sake, it's officially 2020. And the phone lines are open here, 27 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. First broadcast of 2020. Let us know what you have to say. Did you have a good time? Are the hot spots still the okay and the American Legion out there? What's going on? Let us know. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you're doing. Maybe you're just having a house party. 740-383-9944. If you are, that's a way to stay safe and a way to enjoy the new year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nobody proposed.
But somebody called and told them to propose.
Yeah, but well, it's kind of a half-truth because I did propose, just not to that person.
Ah.
But I've got to keep this under wraps.
All right.
No, I can't tell you who I really proposed
okay.
to. Much nicer person.
We'll find out.
What are we going to find out? It'll be in the tabloids tomorrow.
Well, in 2020, you'll have to announce it.
We're in 2020.
So we'll find out in 2020.
Maybe.
We got 11 more months of 2020.
I might eat cantaloupe and leave town.
You could. Eat cantaloupe. What's that got to do with anything?
A loaf. I was thinking about
a loaf. Oh, gosh.
Jeez, yeah. Trying to follow me.
Jeez.
God. Zipped over your head there.
They're no fun when you got to explain them.
Yeah, I know. The jokes
that's, yeah.
The jokes are no fun when you have to explain them.
Hey, come on now. I'm a little slow. Of course, it's 12:30. I've been here since
12:30 Eastern Standard Time.
That's right.
Here on the East Coast, it's 12:30 now.
Yeah.
It's not New Year's in Las Vegas yet. It's not New Year's in Chicago, Illinois. It's not New Year's in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah. They're all getting ready to celebrate.
They're getting ready. It's big.
It's 9:30 there right now.
It's officially the bicentennial here in Marion.
Yeah. Wonder what kind of events they have planned.
Oh, big ones.
Big ones?
I can't divulge that.
Oh, you can't? Okay.
You can call me on the hotline later on.
Okay.
It's 99 cents a minute.
Well, but it usually starts with 555, right?
Well, if you dial it long ways.
Okay.
What is that, $1.49?
For the first minute
and the 99 cents each additional minute.
Yeah.
Boy.
Kids, get your parents' permission before you call.
Please do. But call me now.
That's right.
Hey, whiz. Well, I don't know that. I mean, it would be, we should have had like a somebody like a predictor on to talk about 2020.
Yeah, we could have had Kreskin.
Well, I had Kreskin on last week.
And he gave his prediction. He gave his prediction.
He did.
What's he think of 2020? I mean, it was a good show. I mean, but
he told me you were going to propose.
Not me. I mean, I didn't get a call. I didn't get a call.
That call was staged.
Okay. You keep saying that, but
I was here.
All right.
We'll play the tape.
Okay.
But
so you told the person to call you.
No, I didn't stage it.
It
was staged
but you
by
said
somebody
it was staged.
Else. By somebody else.
Okay.
I think you had
it. I didn't do anything.
Because I was talking about you proposing to somebody, and I get a call like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I didn't have anything to do with it. But I thought it was ironic.
Listen, I'll just give you that. I proposed during the break to a girl with the last letter of her name.
Uh-huh.
Is R.
Okay.
So that excludes. There you go.
Roll Tide.
There you go. And everybody else.
That's right.
So.
Now that we're in 2020.
I'm excited.
You excited?
Not really.
No?
No.
Is it another year?
It's another year.
Yeah.
The buildup was good.
Yeah. But.
Now what? Now what?
Yeah. Is it business as usual now? I mean,
sure.
Yeah. You still got to go to work, right?
Still got to go to work. Still got to make the almighty dollar.
That's right.
Still got to live your life.
Still got to pay bills and, you know. And
it kind of brings to an end the holiday season.
Yeah. Is New Year's, that's really the official end of the holidays, right?
Officially.
Even though there's more holidays after New Year's.
Well, yeah, but they're not celebratory holidays.
Well, but I mean, like, businesses and things are closed.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're not celebrations.
I guess it depends on how you...
Now, do you celebrate, like, President's Day?
No, I don't, but there are certain places that do. I mean, you know, that...
Who celebrates President's Day?
Well, I would think, like, the White House, like, you know, I'm sure they do something for President's Day.
Nothing.
Museums.
I'm talking when the world gets together collectively and celebrates, like Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's on that level, but I mean, I think they're still celebrated holidays. It's just we don't know who celebrates them.
It's over. And I don't think Valentine's Day is a holiday.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
It's a phony holiday. And I don't think St. Patrick's Day is really a holiday.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So, really, the next one's Easter.
Easter, yeah, will be the next one. When is it, late this year again?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just know it's leap year. We'll have a February 29th.
Oh, we have 29 days in February this year.
Do you say February or February?
I do say February. It's probably February,
it's
right?
February.
February, yeah.
We all know this now. In 2020, officially, it's February.
Uh-huh.
Poinsettia.
Did we find that for sure?
Yes.
Poinsettia?
Aunt.
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 And LaRue.
And LaRue. That's
those
all
are
you
the
need.
Four.
Write them down.
So if you write those down and keep them with you.
You'll talk right in 2020.
Yeah.
You'll be a plain spoken person.
You won't be a you won't be a your pronunciation.
Yeah, you won't be you won't be mistook, you won't be misunderstood.
You won't be mistaken.
You know, the last decade was really a good time.
I think so.
And now we're on to a bigger, better time.
Yep. 2020 now, a new decade, a new start,
a new beginning.
New beginning.
It's like a flower blooming in the east.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it goes? Things rise in the east and set in the west?
Yep. Sun rises in the east and sets in the west, yeah.
So, in California,
mm-hmm.
So it's just constantly setting.
All the time.
Setting sun.
That's why the sunsets are so beautiful, like in...
Now, this is your call-in.
It's not mine.
No, this one's yours.
Nope.
You set this one up.
I didn't set
it up. Get ready.
Yep.
Say hello. You're going to say hello.
WWGH Radio, go ahead.
Hi, it's Nate. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Nate. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. You guys are sounding good as always.
Oh, well, Nate, it's good to... What did you do for the big New Year?
Well, I went over to my mom's house. She had a little gathering, and she had homemade hot chocolate, and we had all kinds of finger foods and a cheese ball and all sorts of stuff to eat. And then we got out the table games and played a little game of Monopoly, and I didn't win that one.
You didn't buy up all the properties, or?
No, I think I only got two properties. Everybody else beat me too, and I had to pay everybody else, and I went broke.
Okay.
Just Nate, like real life.
Yeah.
Now, Nate, what does this big 2020 mean to you?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm excited for what's going to happen. I think there's a lot of good things on the horizon for everybody. They can keep a positive attitude and keep their head above water. And I just think going forward, if we can just all get along with each other and keep the brotherly love going, if we can do that, then we can have a great country, I think.
Now, did you make a personal New Year's resolution, Nate?
Well, I always make the same one, but I always never seem to can get it done, but it's always to lose some weight. So that's what I'm trying to get.
That's the most popular one.
That's the most popular one every year.
So does that mean we got to give up Raisin Canes, Nate?
If I can cut back with some of the other eating, maybe right. I can still fit in that Raising Cane's.
No, okay, good. Yeah, because your resolution is you cannot give up Raising Cane's. You got to still have Raising Cane's. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not part of your resolution, so.
Right.
So. You know, Nate, can you believe here we are in 2020? It seems like this year was so far off back in the year of 2000, and here we are 20 years later. Time flies by.
Oh, it sure does. I remember thinking about the 2020s way back in the year 2000s and thinking, wow, I don't know if we'll ever get there, but... Boy, it just seems like it just sped right by, and here we are all of a sudden, just kind of snuck right up on us here.
Absolutely, and your show will be back next week after a two-week hiatus due to Christmas and New Year's Day. You'll be back Wednesday, 4:10 to 5 p.m. with offbeat news and trivia in the year 2020, another decade on the air.
Yes, another decade on the air, back with hopefully a fresh batch of trivia and some offbeat news and whatever else we can stick into that hour.
Perfect. Well, Nate, Happy New Year to you, and we thank you for calling in.
Nate, Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, guys.
Take care.
Yep. Nate Redmond, host of Offbeat News and Trivia every Wednesday here on WWGH Radio, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Now, tomorrow, mm-hmm. well, today,
yeah.
New Year's Day,
yeah.
There will be a repeat of the Christmas show, but Nate will be back
next Wednesday. Right. At his normal time.
So we've heard from Nate and Linda,
uh-huh.
and we're sounding good,
yeah.
and we're all happy. We're all in for 2020.
Yeah.
12:37 p.m. a.m.
Here we go.
Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Last 23 minutes.
In 2020.
But I'm energized. Even though I did the morning show this morning,
I could do another hour.
I did the morning show, and I'm still here.
I was here this afternoon, and I'm still here.
But I mean, I was doing a heavy duty morning show this morning.
I'm sure.
It's a New Year's
Eve heavy duty morning show consists of what?
I came in and I lifted heavy things, moved heavy things around, and then I
thought you might have had some heavy guests. You didn't have a.
Well, that one lady.
I mean,
was on,
heavy.
But I don't
no. I mean, heavy in the sense of like big time. Guests.
Hey, listen, there's not a day where there's not a big-time guest on my show.
That's right.
Just run that guest list down.
That's right.
You tell me another show in Marion that's got a guest list like that.
Well, I didn't. There's so many definitions of heavy lifting, and I didn't know what your definition of heavy lifting.
You know, all the Christmas decorations came down tonight here at the studio.
It looks a little barren here now.
It's a little barren. What should we hang on the wall in here? What could we hang?
I don't know. We'd have to have something now to... To
well, it's
take up where we took down
Valentine's Day. You got any hearts to hang up on the wall?
I don't have any. I thought, can we hang up some presidents for President's Day? Or
what is with you and President's Day?
I'm just saying, there's other holidays after this one. Where does this one rank amongst the holidays? Where's New Year's Day rank amongst?
You asked me that already.
I'm asking the listeners.
You're running out of things.
I'm asking
to talk
the listener. Yes,
you're running out.
Yes,
the tank is running dry already.
You're right. I'm getting
38 minutes into the year, and the tank is already run dry.
I'm getting real close to running on fumes here.
You just said I'll do another hour.
Maybe.
Was that theoretical?
Yes.
740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Let us know what you're doing now that we're 40 minutes into 2020.
Wow. 2020. In a sense, I got to kind of think I was probably like Nate. I didn't think we would ever get to this day.
Well, where were you going to be?
Why
did we get here?
I mean, I just thought 2020 is going to be, like in the year 2000, I was like, man, that's so far away to...
Well, easy come, easy go.
And now it's here.
It's came and went.
Yeah, you got to be ready or not. It's
1-1-20.
1-1-20. Wonder who's going to, like I say, who's going to be the first to play that in the lottery.
Now, how does the lottery work in that way? If I go in and somebody's already picked that number, what happens?
You can still play it.
We all have to play the same number?
No.
Oh, that's a...
You just, the more people that play it, it just takes away from the amount of money that you...
Oh, then I think that's going to be a big loss.
Win, yeah. You can still win something, but it depends on if you play it straight, if you box it, if you...
You know, I don't think I've ever played the lottery. I was trying to think about that. I've bought a lottery ticket.
You've never played like the three-digit?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No.
The most popular numbers that I played usually was either my birthday or my address.
Your birthday or your address?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that?
Just a good combination. I mean, those numbers typically come up. Like, I played 928 a lot. That's my month and date of my birth. So,
I don't think I ever have. Now, like I say, I bought a lottery ticket, but I couldn't tell you the last time I've even done that.
Have you hit a scratch off ticket?
Not in a long time.
I had one the other day for $3.
So, now, how much did it cost you?
Nothing. It was a gift.
It was a freebie.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that with stocking stuffers and anniversary gifts and so on and so forth.
What happens, though, if you get one and you hit big? Do you have to split with that person that gave it to you?
No. It's a gift.
Okay. Because there was a lady that happened to.
Oh, tell about that.
She gave a scratch-off ticket to her son-in-law, I believe. He scratched it, $500 winner. So she thought she was entitled to half of it since he hit big.
Well, that's a little shady.
Is that almost like giving the gift and then expecting it back? I mean...
Well, see, this is like the whole thing with re-gifting. I don't think that that's right.
You've never re-gifted?
No, I've re-gifted, but I'm not necessarily sure that it's right.
But you didn't care at the time.
No, I don't mind, because I think you have to do what you have to do to make yourself happy.
Yeah, well, and I agree with that. If you weren't happy with the gift, but you knew the other person would be, I think it's absolutely...
Just don't give it back to the same person.
That's the only thing.
That's where you'll get into trouble.
Yes, right.
And a lot of people do that, too.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
What also, too, like... When I was younger, I know a lot of times people would get as gifts, they would get like chocolate covered cherries. Is that a good gift?
Chocolate covered cherries?
Yeah.
I mean,
for Christmas?
Not for me.
Yeah. I mean, it just
kind of
seemed
like that gift.
Just kind of seemed like it's a little chintzy. You know what I mean? Like, that's all you could get them was.
I think that's a practical gift.
But I mean, that's just something you come over, you don't even worry about wrapping. You just give it to the person. Here you go. You know, if you go to their house,
kind of like a gift card.
No, no, gift cards are great, man. No, I'm telling you.
We're not going to get in.
Gift that cards was our, are great.
Wasn't your New Year's resolution not to buy any more gift cards?
No, I would never. I will buy gift cards forever.
Why do you want to start out the new year in a fight?
Because I think that gift cards are a great
How
gift
many
to get.
Holidays have we had this argument?
At least four or five.
There's no sentiment in a gift card.
But would you rather submit a list to somebody of things that you can't get, or just get a gift card and know that you can get those gifts?
Now run that by me again. What?
Would you rather get a gift card, or would you rather submit a list to somebody of gifts that you know they're not going to be able to get? If you get a gift card, you know you can get the gifts that you want to get.
Why are you buying somebody a gift that you don't even know what they would want?
Well, what I'm saying is you don't know if those gifts are going to be there. I mean, you know, like let's say you have to go to Kohl's or something to get it, and they're sold out.
Well, have you looked?
But what I'm, you know, that's what you don't know. Where's a gift card?
Can't you have a Plan B gift?
A gift card.
No.
A gift card is, it's one of those things that.
It's wrong. Totally
it's,
wrong.
It's perfect.
No,
it is the perfect
I told you,
gift.
It's only good for the elderly and for somebody you really don't know.
I'm telling you, it's great. Well, that's why I'm the most disliked person you can know. I was number one on the list for a reason, because I like gift cards.
Well, gift cards, so you would rather have a gift card than a gift?
Absolutely.
Well, that's kind of greedy.
Sure.
Well, not good to be
I don't
greedy.
Care. I got four or five gift cards for Christmas.
Now, why do you think you get gift cards, though?
Because people would rather give me gift cards, and that way I can get what I want, as opposed to buy me a gift that they have no idea what I want.
You don't think they could find something that you wanted?
No, because I don't want anything.
Well, what are you using the gift card for?
I want a gift card, in case I do find something that I want.
Well, you're obviously finding something that you want.
Not right away, but...
Why can't you just tell the person what you want, and then they can go buy it?
Because I don't necessarily know that I want that.
Then how do you know where to get the gift card from?
Because I tell them, hey, I'm for example, get me an Amazon card, because I can get whatever I want usually from Amazon. But I don't want one specific thing from Amazon.
This is very confusing.
So I wouldn't say, hey, get me a shirt, you know, from because what kind of shirt?
What kind of shirt do you want?
Well, that's I don't know. If you give me an Amazon card and I see what you know, maybe I'm looking for a specific type.
See, to me, this all just feels like shady dealings.
They are the greatest thing. I'm telling you. They have saved a lot of Christmases for a lot of people. And birthdays and Father's Days and Mother's Days and...
Isn't it better, though, to try to find... You can't find something for a person?
It
sucks.
It is almost impossible nowadays to try to find something for somebody.
What about a pair of socks?
How many pairs can a person possibly get?
Well, I don't think you can ever have enough socks.
You've been getting those since you were 8 years old.
Okay. Well, don't you wear out them?
Of course you do.
Don't sometimes they wear out?
But if you have a gift card, you can buy your own socks.
But wouldn't it be better to say, oh, this person got me the socks?
Well, what if they buy socks that you don't like?
Why are you so picky?
I'm not picky. I'm just saying that maybe if they give me a gift card, I can get something other than socks. I can get socks and something else maybe.
Do they wrap the gift card?
They put it in an envelope.
See, it's a little shifty.
It's the best thing.
No, it's
not. It's the best thing.
Wrong.
Okay.
We'll just have to continue to have this argument into
2020.
We'll
continue to agree to disagree.
Well, I don't know about that. I just think you're wrong.
Okay.
How many ways can you say that?
Right. You can say it as many as you like, and I'll stay.
This is like you bringing the kids into the hardware store.
Hey,
you want to ban all kids?
No, I didn't say ban them. All I'm saying is keep an eye on them.
At one point, you said ban them.
I didn't say ban them.
I think we had this conversation.
Okay. I want to hear the tape.
We'll have to pull the tape on right. This one. Because I do believe at one point you said ban the people.
No. if they're not going to keep an eye on them, ban them, yes.
Well, see, there you go now.
But if they're going to watch them, watch them. We're not going to be responsible to watch them.
I don't think you would. I don't think you are responsible.
But it happens all the time. They get preoccupied with things.
Right.
And meanwhile, the kids are left to run amok.
But don't you think this happens in all walks of life?
Well, of course it does. But what I'm saying is that's not the right environment for that to happen. There's a lot of objects that could hurt the kids.
Right.
It's not like a grocery store where you can just pull a bag of flour off and cover yourself in flour.
Oh, I don't know. There's more things in a grocery store.
We have a lot of sharp objects.
You could get hit with honey. You could get hit with a piece of meat.
Be all sticky. And
yeah, oh, there's all kinds of bad stuff that can happen at a grocery store.
But we have saws. You could, you know, I mean, that are constantly cutting.
Well,
you know,
why are the kids playing with the saws?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mom and dad are looking at something else, and they're over while, you know, maybe the guy's been down to get a piece of wood, and the saw's still running, and, you know.
Well, isn't that their own bad luck?
I mean, it's mom and dad's for bringing them in.
But I say not everybody can have a babysitter.
Right, but I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is come in at a different time when you don't need a babysitter, when somebody's home.
How many people have lost their fingers in your store?
I don't know.
None.
You don't know that.
I think it's none.
You don't know
so
that.
So I think this is wrong.
Was it wrong?
Because it's not happening. Now, if there was a barrage of people losing their fingers, I would say maybe you have a point.
Right.
But you don't.
I'm not. I'm just using that as one example. I mean, there's several things you could do besides that.
Is your store getting sued a lot?
No, but I'm just...
Do you remember years ago when Domino's Pizza used to do the 30-minute delivery?
Yeah.
And they kept getting caught by the police, and they kept causing wrecks, and they said, you can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a problem that negated the stop to that happening.
Okay.
You haven't gotten to that point.
I have a story about that 30-minute delivery.
Go ahead.
We ordered it when I was younger. They just started the 30-minute delivery. So my buddy orders it, and he goes outside, takes his house numbers off so he couldn't so he could get the pizza for free.
But, I mean, wasn't that awful in those days?
Well, of course it was. Yeah. I mean, you know, but...
People bust their cars up trying to get that pizza to
you. But it's a little different than this.
Well, no, I just believe your company would have been sued if they were getting sued multiple times because children were coming in the store, that they would have some rule about children coming in the store.
No, I mean, yeah, there is no rule as long as, but it's just a common sense rule. If you're going to bring them, it's a working warehouse, so you'll want to, you know, keep an eye on them.
Which people must be doing.
To an extent. Not as well as I would like to see it done.
Well.
But everybody, I guess, has a different definition of...
You know, I don't think I've ever bought anybody a gift card.
Man.
Never.
Really?
Nope. And I've never had an issue with that.
Really? Have you ever gotten one?
Yeah, I've gotten them.
You like them?
No.
Oh. You were able to get everything you wanted and then some with that gift card.
Not really.
Oh, come on.
No, because I have gift cards laying at home right now to restaurants that I've never been to. There you go.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
You got to use them.
I have two gift cards that were given to me on two consecutive years to two restaurants that I've never eaten at.
In Marion?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to go there.
No, because I don't go there. And if they would have just given me like a pair of socks, I would have used those by now.
No way. Yeah. No way.
I got a Donald Trump mug for Christmas.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did it say 2020?
It's a mega.
Mega?
It's a mega cup.
So it can hold a lot of coffee, mega.
It's a mega cup.
Oh, M-A-G. No,
M-A-G-A.
Not M-E-G-A.
And people think I was going to... I don't know why they thought I would throw this away. I would break it. No. I would give it away. Why would I do that?
No. But are you going to... Is it practical? Or are you going to use it?
It's a cup.
Or is it more of a decorative piece?
It's a decorative piece.
Okay.
Yes.
So you'll display it then?
I'll display it.
Okay.
Again... It was a gift. People, you know, they understood that I talk a lot of politics.
But you really wouldn't have taken a gift card more than that.
No.
Oh my. I would have definitely.
What if I get you a mega cup?
You don't want to know it.
You don't want a mega cup?
No.
I have one.
No, thank you.
I can give it to you.
No, thank you.
Wrap it up.
No, thanks.
Out the door.
I would rather have a gift card to anywhere.
Well, isn't it wrong? We're all trying to be peaceful and prosperous in the new year.
Yeah.
And here you are trying to create division.
No, I'm not trying to create any division. I just would not like a mega cup.
Okay.
Pardon the pun, but it's not my cup of tea.
Now, mega stands for Make America Great Again.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I had that right.
You got it.
Okay.
Well, as opposed to mega, make everybody great again.
Oh, did you post that tonight?
I did.
What does that mean?
Just what it says. Let's make everybody great. Be mega instead of
MAGA. Like the world?
Yes.
Mega instead of
MAGA.
MAGA.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to make everybody great.
Well, aren't we?
We all are.
I feel great.
But let's make sure everybody is great again.
Aren't we assuming that people don't feel great?
I guess, probably to an extent. I mean, I'm sure there's some people out there that maybe don't feel great. And I'm trying to make them feel great again.
Well, okay. It's 6 minutes. 6 minutes till the end of this program.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me till 2020.
We've already done 20.
Oh, already
we're in 2020.
Okay, right.
So if you'd like to call in, if you'd like to be our final caller for the night, this would be the time, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you're driving home from where you are, if you've had a great night, if it's a New Year's celebration you'll never forget, how are the roads tonight? Do you have any idea what Roll Tide means?
Yeah.
All these things that we've pondered tonight. How are you going to cook your sauerkraut and pork tomorrow? I don't know.
Are you going to have it?
I don't think I'm going to have sauerkraut, but I have some pork chops.
Okay. So there you
go. Cook them in the air fryer.
Oh, there you go. How'd that come out good the other day?
Yeah, it came out good.
Wow.
I'm still here.
A lot of people are using those.
It's a big popular
thing. They're a great gift. I mean,
I don't know how the air fries it.
Yeah. Is it the heat from the air or?
Must be.
Hmm.
It's an interesting machine.
Does it take a long time to cook something on?
Not really. 20 minutes.
Huh.
And the pork chops were done.
Wow.
They were some big chops.
Yeah. So say, it looked like you cut them in pretty good, you know.
They were good.
Oh.
I hated taking a picture of food. But, you know, people wanted to see the air fryer pictures,
right,
and
yeah.
I had to do it.
Exactly.
I had to do it. You know what I hope people do now that we're in 2020?
Sure.
I hope that people don't masquerade their problems anymore. You know, some people masquerade their problems. They really don't talk about them. They become kind of inverted, and they really don't say it, and they kind of live with these bad things. It's time to clear it out. Clear the closet. Get rid of these bad people in your life and just go forward.
Clean slate.
Yes, clean slate, like New Year means.
Yeah, just start afresh, start anew.
You're not going to change anybody. They're never going to change. So just get out, do something different, and have a good time.
But for 2020, you should change yourself, do you think? I mean, obviously, or...
Not for somebody else.
So if you can't change them, you shouldn't change yourself to try to please them.
No, that's awful.
Okay.
No, you can't do that. That's a negative.
Okay.
Would you do that?
No, I just was wondering what, you know.
No. I mean, you can be nice.
Uh-huh.
Like I told you, they call it ghosts now. I'm going to ghost a lot of people tomorrow.
You're going to ghost a lot of people.
I'm going to go, well, today. I'm going to ghost a lot of people later today.
What's...
You don't know about ghosts?
I don't know what that...
Cut them out.
Don't
answer texts. Don't answer phone calls. Don't answer messages.
Okay.
Block them on your
mobile.
So just
totally ghost them. Okay.
Ghost them.
All right.
That's called ghosting.
All right. Learn something new every day. I didn't know that.
You didn't know about ghosting?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a big thing.
It's a big thing now.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a lot of people who I have to do that to.
Oh. After you propose, or...
Oh, man.
You can propose and then ghost them.
That person's already been ghosted.
Oh, you already ghosted
them. I ghosted them.
Oh, so.
Gone.
So they don't have to worry about getting...
That was one of my New Year's resolutions.
Ah.
To eliminate that person. I told you that during... Now, let's be honest before we break up the broadcast tonight.
Right.
Did I not say... What did I say to you? No, let's not say the name.
Mm-hmm.
But what did I say to you during the break?
You mentioned it.
Yeah, there you go.
But I can't remember what you...
I said that this person had to go.
Yes, you did. You did say that.
I did say that.
You did say
that. Thank
yes,
you very much.
You did. Yes, I got to be...
Put that down.
I got to be honest, yeah.
So, and that was an off... See, that's a little peek behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
That's like when Toto in The Wizard of Oz got the curtain from the wizard and yanked it back, and there was the wizard. You know, that was like a behind the curtain moment here on WWGH Radio.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Well, almost. Yeah. We got 2 minutes. What do you want to say to the audience before we wrap this New Year's Eve 2019 into New Year's Day 2020 broadcast up tonight? It's been a lot of fun being with the listening audience.
Yeah,
always is.
Yep. Have a wonderful, wonderful 2020.
Keep talking. Yeah, I'll let you talk.
A nice, prosperous new year. And make sure you start with a clean slate with everybody and everything you do, and just be great.
Mega.
Mega. Make everybody great again.
Well, here's my feeling, and I hope you have a great year. I hope you don't conform for other people, and I hope that you have the best new year possible, because we want you to do well, we want you to be well, we want everybody to be happy.
Absolutely.
And happiness will extend your life, stress will cause it to be short. So don't stress about anything. There's a better day tomorrow. You can't get back yesterday, but tomorrow's always around the corner. You've always got more tomorrows than yesterdays.
Good.
There you go. Chiseled in a pillow.
That's good, yeah.
For Terry Tackett, Shecky Green, Linda Sims, Nate Redman, and all the boys and girls of WWGH Radio who were not able to join us tonight, this is Scott Spears saying happy 2020, and make it a great decade, a great year, and a great night. Good night, everybody. I'm heading for the dugout. FM LP Mary